It's about time we got a Thursday night football game worth watching, boys and girls. We finally got that tonight. It's a damn good football game. This game is at Pittsburgh tonight, so just a update for those of you making picks. Because that's a tough game to choose between. I guess that's one of those games where you kind of got to go to the home team.
I did. You got to go with the slight, we made our picks. Landry's wearing the jersey of shame if you want to catch that on watchingtheloop.com. Yeah, we made our picks already for this weekend. It was tough. I picked Pittsburgh.
Got to at home. It's going to be a slugfest. I just want Graham Gano to get field goals because I had to pick him up because I had to cut my boy.
Cam Newton is streaking, man.
Balling! Yeah, and I got my boy Christian McCaffrey, too, doing Christian McCaffrey white running back type things. You know, anytime you get a white running back, you got to feel good about just white people in general. You know what time it is. Panthers have won three straight, and during the streak, Cam Newton has thrown six touchdowns and zero interceptions, completing 69.9% of his passes. We're just going to go ahead and round that up and call it an even 70. Cam Newton, on his interaction with his new offensive coordinator, Norv Turner.
Sounds like, though, between you and him during a game, what you guys are talking about and that dynamic between you two?
What's up, coach? What's up, baby? How you feel? I feel all right. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good game today, all right? You know, stay focused, all right? Boom. Then when I score a touchdown, it's, oh, I love it. So.
That's good stuff, right?
I don't
think
he was asking for him to do an impersonation him, but
give us your interaction. So there you have it. Cam Newton, he's just doing Cam Newton type things, man.
Those hats, man.
He just keeps rocking it. Dallas Keuchel, we all know he's a free agent this year. We know that Scott Boras is his agent. This is what Scott Boras had to say about Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel is the Tom Glavine, Andy Pettit of our generation. He is one of the few guys in the postseason that gives you that true big-time performance at the right time, whether it be on the road or at home. This is more from our boy Scotty B. He is better than Glavine and Pettit was from ages 26 to 30. He knows how to get outs without stress on his body better than anybody in the game. There's going to be big demand for him for clubs who are interested in winning championships. Now, that last part I don't disagree with.
Well, here's the thing.
But I'm Glavine?
No, look, you say Tom Glavine, Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit, Pettit was a baller in the postseason. There's no doubt about that.
You follow baseball. I mean, you're a lot more of a baseball guy than I am. Is Andy Pettit a borderline Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yeah, I think he is.
Right?
And obviously,
Tom Glavine
is a Hall of Famer. But what I'm saying is, you throw those names out there and you're like, come on. Then you look at compare the stats and the numbers, which is his job to do.
Yeah.
That's Scott Boras has been doing it for a long time. They're not that far off.
Far off as far as wins and losses or ERA?
I'm talking about postseason pitching. I mean, he's got 9 games started. He's 5-2, 3.3 ERA.
Yeah.
It's early, but he said early in their careers, it's...
Interesting. No, I mean, when you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, I guess the enormity of those guys.
It was kind of like when Landry, you weren't in the room, but I told him yesterday, he was asking about Zion. He goes, who do you compare Zion Williamson to? I said,
The
Duke freshman. I said, he's a poor man's LeBron. And you go, what?
Yeah. Because that's such a lofty comparison. But then when you watch him, you're like, this guy
is. He is a poor man's LeBron.
I mean, he's a 6'9", 280-pound, 19-year-old.
When you say the name, a lot of times it's unfair. So to say Scott Boras, to say Tom Glavine and Andy Pettit, it's a little unfair and makes people kind of step back and say, you're crazy. But when you look at him, not that far off.
He's going to get paid, though. Guy. He's going to get paid. Thing about Dallas Keuchel, he's 30? He's 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. I want him to, man. I root for this guy. I'm a fan of Dallas Keuchel.
I think he's kind of fallen off is not the right word, but...
he's not the guy that you think about that's going to be a Cy Young candidate every year.
Not anymore, no.
He's not Tom Glavine, but he's got numbers that compare, and that's why he's going to get paid.
Well, and here's the thing. I think it's part of the reason why those numbers compare from wins and losses, too, is because it's just a different deal now. This guy ain't going more than 5-6 innings anymore.
Well,
that's
true.
That's baseball. But that's okay.
Right.
That's the way baseball is.
And the other reason he used that name is because Glavine, much like Keuchel, is all about location. He would never overpower anybody.
It's all about location, location, location. Real quick, are you guys at all disappointed? I was listening to Triple Threat yesterday talk about this. Any chance of Marwin Gonzalez comes back as an Astro?
I don't think so.
Doesn't sound like it.
He's about to get paid.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He is about to get paid. I didn't realize he's 30 years old, too.
But you know what? his value isn't as significant if Correa can stay healthy, which is a big, which is a huge if. But when Correa can't stay healthy, when Altuve misses some games, that's where you really see Marwin's value. But if Correa can at least stay healthy, then
the $1 million value's
not as much to this team.
They signed that Seattle catcher, Chris Herman.
He's got to have a huge year this year, right? Correa?
Oh, Correa.
I've said that every year. Mm-hmm. I said that last year.
He's got to this year.
Okay.
He has to this year.
What do you think he's doing right now? I'm just asking because have you seen Alex Bregman's broing on YouTube, by the way?
His broing is gone.
He was teaching Hispanics who didn't know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Then he was going to the LSU game with Paul Wall.
Saw that. I did see that.
That video is still one of my favorites of the year.
Went to a Paul Wall concert.
At Instagram.
By the way, Paul Wall's Paul Wall, and if you follow him on Instagram or Twitter, he's got his T. Ferris is his
T. Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts.
Exactly,
it's Paul Wall, baby. What you know about me?
So he's got his email and his contact in his bio.
Mm-hmm.
It says if you for booking it, I've emailed this guy probably at least half a dozen times.
Why don't we just slide in his DMs?
Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Well, then slide in his DM. Mm-hmm.
And say what?
He didn't follow me. And say, listen, we've been trying to get you on the show for umpteen times, and, you know, you don't respond.
He's Paul big time,
Wall.
Man.
I want to hear Paul Wall.
I guess he's big time.
I want to hear Paul Wall H-Town. Talking Houston sports. He's H-Town. I want to hear Paul Wall's thoughts on the Texans.
He's one of the best at mentioning sports
when he's
rapping.
His Twitter?
Yes. I love that.
I think he follows me. I'll do it right now.
Paul Wall, baby.
So, yeah, tell him.
He follows me, but I don't want to slide in Paul Wall's DMs.
If he followed me, I'd slide in his DM. I've messaged him like four times on Instagram.
He follows me.
Well, there you go.
What do you want to say? I'll type it right now.
Slide into his DM. Hey,
I'm in.
In the loop, John Lopez, Fred and Landry. Love to have you on the show. Talk some H-Town sports and a little hip-hop.
Should I throw a Yo Dog in there first?
I mean, a little patronizing, but.
I'll just say Yo.
I said Yo, too.
Yeah.
I said Yo, too.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to one yo.
One yo.
I don't want to be yo, yo. I don't want to be a tryhard.
What about yo-yo?
She's gone.
We'll leave that alone. what about those Rockets? They're on tonight. They're in Oklahoma City. They're looking to improve to 500. They're 4-5 on the season and have won three straight.
Good Lord.
On the road. All right, here we go. This story I love. I think this story is fantastic, and I think you guys will love it, too. We've heard... Things have lost. I mean, it's 2018. I get it. We're just less than 2 months away from 2019.
God, that's weird.
Isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? I used to always think that older people were weird when they would say, where has the time gone? Seriously.
Dude, it's true.
I didn't enjoy this year. I need to enjoy 2019 more. I enjoyed it, but I just don't think that it doesn't seem like I can go back and say this, like in a timely manner, if that makes sense.
It was a big career change for you. So, I mean, that was kind of a big deal.
It's been scientifically proven. Time really does seem to travel faster when you get the older you get.
How do they prove that?
Because I've mentioned it to you off the air. You want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I just want to hear how you
figure this out. The best way I can describe it is like this. All right, when you drive into work every day, do you remember every single bit of the drive, or do you kind of zone out for stretches of it? Everybody, as you get older, starts to kind of zone out. That means you're not paying attention, but you're just not even thinking about where you are.
Yeah.
The younger you are, you absorb more things in your surroundings, in your environment. Like if a kid that's 5 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old walked into the studio, they would absorb more of what we're doing, absorb more of what...
Let's go New York accent on us.
What was that? Damn, Linda.
He's absorbing everything.
So the older you get, you've already... Your routine, a lot of the things, you kind of file away automatically. Yeah.
True that.
So that makes time seem like it's going by faster.
Okay.
And so
where's the scientific proof?
No, I've read it. I don't know. I've read it.
On the internet?
On the internet.
John is a bibliography of footnotes.
You know, all I do when I'm sitting in the backyard with Gibson smoking a cigar is reading crap. That's all I do. It was really fascinating to me.
Can I get some more barbecue sauce, too?
I've given you two really bottles in the last month.
No, but I'm just trying to get the backups for when I run out.
You might want to just start paying him for it.
No, I'll start paying him, but dude, he doesn't need money.
No, I don't. I don't want you to pay.
He doesn't need money?
No. I just haven't made another batch. Give me about a week. I'll make another batch.
Oh, that's good. I got
you know what? Maybe this weekend.
I got enough to last a week.
Yeah.
Do it for, you know, like a charitable organization.
So good, man.
I want to do that.
I want to take it to my friend who owns a barbecue restaurant out in DF Dub.
Yeah.
I want to take it out there just so he can see what's popping with it too.
All right. Well, then you better start. You better do something if he's going to take it out and
because then he'll steal it.
Hell yeah!
He doesn't know what's in it.
He doesn't know the recipe.
He doesn't know what's in it.
He doesn't know the recipe.
Man, you can take that to a lab.
You could, but it'd be hard. It'd be hard. I mean, that's a lot of work. It's expensive and a lot of work.
What are you saying about my friend, Slimeball?
I'll tell you what. Let me find out how much it would cost to take it to a lab and find out how much bar. If you would,
I could show you the recipe. I got it on my phone.
I'm not going to make it.
I wrote it down longhand. I wrote it down longhand, like. 10 years ago when I finally figured out how
right.
to work. Because, you know, you mess around with different stuff.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I said, this is the one.
This is it.
And I wrote it down all longhand.
Yeah, it's the best, dude. It really is the best barbecue. You know me with sauces.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
People need to get a hold of this. People need to get a hold of this sauce, John, because enough is enough. John, if you could be any age, what age would you... If you're 56 years old yeah. right now. But if you could tell people you were any age, what age would you tell them?
I'll say this, because my oldest just turned 30, and I've told you guys this before. 30s is the best. Somewhere in the 30s. Throw a dart in the 30s, I'll take that eight.
37's been solid. I got no
30s
complaints.
Is the best.
Well, what if I told you that Emil Rattleband argues that if transgender people are allowed to change their sex, he should be allowed to change his date of birth because doctors said he has the body of a 45-year-old. The motivational speaker, a media personality in the Netherlands, is suing his local authority after they refused to amend his age on official documents.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rattleband's case has now gone to a court in the city of Arnhem in the eastern Dutch province of Gerardland. He was born on March 11, 1949, but says he feels at least 20 years younger and wants to change his birth date to March 11th, 1969.
This is a guy that wants to do that so he can date younger.
Well, he said he's since converted to Buddhism, and he said, I have done a checkup, and what does it show? My biological age is 45. When I'm 69, I'm limited. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house, drive a different car. I can take up more work. When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49, with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position. Transgender people can now have their gender changed on their birth certificate, and in the same spirit,
there
should be room for
What is it always all about? What is it always all about? It's about that. It's about women.
The pootie.
It's about girls.
The what?
No, did you know? How old are you, Landry? 33, 34?
33.
You're going to be 34 this month?
Yeah. He's really 47.
Happy birthday. When's your birthday?
He's the Benjamin Button of the show, actually.
Your birthday is
don't
November.
Worry about it. Don't worry about when my birthday is. Being born is not an accomplishment.
Okay, so you're
kind of is.
No, it's not. I didn't do a damn thing.
Babies die at birth.
Did
regularly.
You know?
Actually, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go
no, no,
there.
No, because you're saying it's not an accomplishment. Yes, it is. Because actually, the United States is one of the most advanced country in the world has actually seen an increase in the number of women who are both dying at birth and their babies are dying at
mm-hmm.
birth. All right. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, here's the other thing.
We haven't gone 1920s.
Yeah, you're
everybody.
Going next level. There,
millions of troopers went in there. You're the one that survived. Millions of troopers.
A lot of little Landry Locker.
Got my Michael Phelps sign.
Yeah, you swam hard. All right, one more thing. This is what I was going to say. So you're 33. Did you know in China you would be 34?
No.
Why?
In China. This is not a little. No, it's all up here, baby. I got useless information.
I don't think this is going to be true.
You are.
Look, several texters have already said, John, I studied that in psychology class. You're right. Blah, blah, blah. On the thing I just said about time.
Double down.
In China,
I think Lone Star actually came out with that fact.
In China, when you're born, you're one.
Oh, those Chinese, man.
Because that's your first year.
Oh, them Chinese, man. Don't sleep on them Chinese.
So you actually, in China, would be 34, going on 35.
Bam! Bam!
Check my work, big fella. Check my work.
I believe it.
I thought Chinese people were smart.
If Chinese people say it, I'm buying it. All right?
I thought Chinese people were smart,
dude. You know what? You might be part Genghis Khan, too. Ain't no telling. You know Genghis Khan's got like one in every eighth Asian dude is a descendant of Genghis Khan. True story. That dude allegedly had like 2,000 kids or something like that.
Yeah, he did.
OG. You know about the real OG, the original OG? Genghis Khan.
So you're a 34-year-old Genghis Khan descendant.
There you go. I don't know about that. They say Genghis Khan was like, they said he was 6'3", 6'4".
So in China, you could have bought beer a year earlier.
There you go.
What is the drinking age there?
I have no idea.
Doesn't matter.
Did you like sake when you drank, Fred?
No. I mean, I worked at a Japanese restaurant, one of my first jobs, and used to get drunk off it there, but I was like 16. So when you're 16, you'll drink whatever they give you. So it's
you know, the worst,
like whatever.
The worst, best
hangovers?
Of those ever is Ouzo.
Ouzo
will light you up.
I'll tell you what else will light
tastes
you
like
up.
Tastes like licorice. Oof. It's like Greek drink, ouzo.
I'll tell you what else will light you up. Opa. Sapporo. You ever had Sapporo?
The beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Come on, man.
That's good stuff.
Camo. Tyler Irvin, no longer with us. I mean, he's alive, but he's just no longer a Houston Texan. Who's his replacement? And give me one or two other Texans that should have their be looking over their shoulders as we go into the bye week and get ready for the Washington Redskins the week after. I will ask these two gentlemen who this is their Friday. What does that mean? Well, we got to do some picks as well. Lots to get to. Second half of the program. Don't go anywhere. We have a think tank at 1240. I expect it to be legendary. Don't prove me wrong. Lots to get to. Glad to have you awards in the loop on a Thursday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.